With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The University of Georgia Police Department makes an arrest in the murder of a 22-year-old nursing student from Augusta University who was found dead on campus Thursday. Police have charged Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Antonio Ibarra with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. A group of teenagers break into a luxury car dealership in Wisconsin.
Sunday's heist at a Jaguar Land Rover dealership in a city just west of Milwaukee was captured on surveillance camera footage. In an interview with WISN, Waukesha Police Captain Dan Bowman says the suspects broke into the dealership early Sunday.
Nine subjects run out throughout there looking for keys. One person finds where the keys were hidden.
They then located and stole the cars, valued at more than $583,000.
Kids nowadays are becoming more and more brazen.
Soon after the thefts, police arrested one suspect, a 17-year-old Chicago boy, and have already recovered most of the vehicles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is speaking out about in vitro.
At a campaign stop in South Carolina, Trump made his first comments since an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that led some providers in the state to suspend their IVF programs.
We want to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have babies, not harder.
The Republican presidential frontrunner called on lawmakers in Alabama to preserve access to the treatment.
The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life.
The all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. It has deepened divisions among conservatives over abortion and other reproductive services. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. Pro-abortion groups will dig deep this election year.
Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom for All, the Fairness Project, Think Big America, Open Society Foundation, and the Tides Foundation all tell Politico they'll spend a lot of cash trying to get abortion referendums passed this fall and Democrats elected. However, several of those groups admit they don't have as much money as they used to and will have to pick and choose their battles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Iowa school board resolved a lawsuit over a now rescinded district policy that allows students living as the opposite sex at school without the permission of their parents. Lindmar Community Schools will pay $20,000 to the plaintiffs, Parents Defending Education. The Lindmar's board of policy also allowed boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and permitted males to compete against females in sports. This is SRN News. A long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shows Israel taking steps to ensure a terrorist-free West Bank.
Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu and his government strongly oppose such an outcome. I'm Karen Chamas.
New York police are still searching for 16 suspects following the stabbing of a teenager in Times Square by a large group of people. This is the third violent incident involving illegal immigrants in Times Square this year. More details at SRNnews.com.